They stay there until death. You will find the true answers, Eliezer, only within yourself. And why do you pray, Moshe? I asked him. I pray to the God within me that he will give me the strength to ask him the right questions. We talked like this nearly every evening. We used to stay in the synagogue after all the faithful had left, sitting in the gloom where a few half-burned candles still gave a flickering light. One evening I told him how unhappy I was because I could not find a master in Siget to instruct me in the Zohar, the Kabbalistic books, the secrets of Jewish mysticism. He smiled indulgently. After a long silence, he said, There are 1,001 gates leading into the orchard of mystical truth. Every human being has his own gate. We must never make the mistake of wanting to enter the orchard by any gate but our own. To do this is dangerous for the one who enters and also for those who are already there. And Moshe the Beadle, the poor barefoot of Siget, talked to me for long hours of the revelations and mysteries of the Kabbalah. It was with him that my initiation began. We would read together 10 times over the same page of the Zohar, not to learn it by heart, but to extract the divine essence from it. And throughout those evenings, a conviction grew in me that Moshe the Beadle would draw me with him into eternity, into that time where question and answer would become one.
Now we know a lot more about the boy. He has 3 sisters, his parents own a shop, and his name is Eliezer. Did you notice that the author's name is Eli? Since we know that this book, Night, is an autobiography, we can guess that Eli is the nickname for Eliezer. We also learn that Eli's father is a respected man in the community who often gives advice to others. Sometimes Eli's father seems distant from his own family, though, and so Eli turns to Moshe, that man who works in the synagogue. Moshe sees how important religion is to Eli, so important that Eli will study it against his father's wishes, and he agrees to help Eli with his prayers. Moshe tells Eli that the main thing is to keep asking God questions, even if there are no answers or if the answers are not always clear. Only in this way can Eli discover what it means to have faith. Let's keep going. Pick up after the space near the bottom of page 3, where it says, Then one day...
Then one day, they expelled all the foreign Jews from Siget, and Moshe the Beadle was a foreigner. Crammed into cattle trains by Hungarian police, they wept bitterly. We stood on the platform and wept too. The train disappeared on the horizon. It left nothing behind but its thick, dirty smoke. I heard a Jew behind me heave a sigh.